I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
You got to wiggle the thing a little bit.
It was. I got to wiggle it.
No, I didn't.
Just a little bit.
See, now you're
see you wiggle
too early
it.
For that.
Just a little. That was a big song in the 90s.
Yeah.
Two in a room.
Now you're
two
going
in a room
Greg Doyle
a group.
And getting creepy. Don't
wanna
do that.
I want to wiggle it just a little bit. I want to see you wiggle it. Just two in a room. Yeah, it was a big song in like 1991.
Said nobody ever.
No, trust me, two in a room was a big hit.
Literally nobody ever.
Two in a room, the number two, in a room, wiggle it. It was their big song. And that's how it goes. I want to see you wiggle it just a little bit. I want to see you wiggle it just a little bit.
I'm in hell.
It's also one of the best plays on Madden was the quarterback waggle.
I was always
I would run the waggle all the time. Get the waggle.
That's a whole other thing.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, I'll tell you this. Right up until they tipped off the Hawks and the Bulls tonight, I didn't think there would be any television on it. I thought maybe, you know, internet only. I mean, I got to find it, you know, somewhere on Sirius
your
only.
Your team is good for one
television.
Couple of weeks, and you decide,
hey,
you know, everything else
dude,
sucks.
Dude, this game between two teams with 39 wins, or sorry, one with 36 wins. Hey, it's on national television, man. This is pretty cool.
Well, do they have the betting accompaniment like they did yesterday?
Oh, too soon for betting. Too soon.
No,
too
but we
soon.
Have the True TV
too
betting
soon.
Channel
no,
for yesterday's games.
I don't think gambling in the NBA is not a great story today, man.
Well,
not a great story.
Did he suddenly bail out of that contract because they were doing it yesterday.
Not a great. Yeah, yesterday.
I also want to know
a lot better than today.
You know, just you know, before we get into all the particulars of it, there's one number that really stands out. And look, we can go back to Shohei and Ipe and some of those fuzzy numbers too. But the fact that you took an $80,000 prop bet on some Buster when everybody else is getting limited, except it seems for Portnoy. Like everybody else, like, yeah, I can't bet more than $20 here or $50 here. Somehow you got an $80,000 prop bet down on this guy. Come on now.
Doesn't have to. You have to be good to gamble. That's how it goes.
No, no. But the point is, it's fuzzy math. But I digress. Gambling and the NBA. There's still plenty of it.
So right now, ESPN gambling that people are actually going to be watching.
Yeah.
The Bulls and the Hawks.
Yeah.
They put it on television. Instead of getting hit by a trolley regional semifinals, I was hoping we'd get to see a little bit of that. But instead, we get Bulls and the Hawks.
That was a good bit on The Good Place.
Mm. Or just getting hit by a trolley.
Yeah. Save the guy from the trolley.
Well, regional semifinals. I mean, it's we're in the playoffs now. This is the regional.
Watching this or getting hit by a trolley.
Go watch the Dodgers offense some more. Shut up.
Bulls.
Sure. Oh, you all. Now you're chesty. Hey. You win a play-in game. Your Knicks are good for the first time since the OJ Bronco
Stop.
Chase.
We're better.
And you're all 99. Excited and all chesty. So, you know what? It's still a play-in game. Bulls.
Hey, but congratulations on making it to national television. It's a big thing for the Bulls and the Hawks in one game against each other.
The fact that you had to look back down at the screen to make sure it really does say the Hawks are playing in this game. You did a double take to make sure you didn't
miss. It's got a big prominent spot on the internet too, and this is terrific.
You know, kind of a big deal.
Ah, it's rad. It is 13-10 right now.
Will it draw half of what the WNBA draft did? 877-90. Wow. No, just kidding.
Half of 2.8 million. Ooh,
is a tough call. Yeah.
One point four million people watch the Bulls and the Hawks.
Have you suckered them in with the word playoff?
That's a great prop bet there.
Is that enough of a Pavlovian response
the
to get
Bulls
1.4 million?
Wow, that's something. Because you like
that number, don't you?
You had the great game early. Right, you had the great game early with the Sixers and the Heat. And hey, and let me be the first to welcome the Philadelphia 76ers to the playoffs. Congratulations on making it in. Yes, you were hot at the end of the year. It was fantastic. It was a great accomplishment. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say. Good luck.
I'll text Jonte Porter for the odds on the ratings.
Okay? Yeah. He should know right away. I mean, because he's got nothing that's holding him back anymore.
Else to do.
He can still gamble. He can gamble now. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about anything. He probably still has that.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of questions about that case that need to be asked, too. But, yeah, he's got time on his hands. Yeah.
But earlier, look, that is the game of the night. It was a phenomenal game between the Heat and the Sixers. The Heat had the lead. But, look, you watch both these teams play tonight, and the one thing that's clear is that for all the, I don't know that I want to play the Heat or the Sixers, blank that. I'll play whoever you put in front of me because my team is good. You put whoever you want to in front of Jalen Brunson, as long as it's not the U.S. Olympic team. Put anybody you want to in front of Jalen Brunson. I'm fine. I'm fine with playing the Sixers. I'm fine. Last time we played the Sixers, and we beat them by 30. I am fine playing the Sixers in a seven-game series.
Here's a question.
Absolutely fine.
For that final roster spot on the U.S. team, are they going to do a bachelor-like contest?
No, eventually he'll get it because Kawhi will get hurt. Something else. Eventually,
well, Kawhi
they'll go to Jalen Brunson.
Well, we don't know what Kawhi is right now.
Eventually, go with that.
You want to talk about an enigma going into the playoffs? Oh, I don't know if Embiid can go 35 minutes a night. I don't know this. I don't know that. Is Kawhi even showing up? These questions and more.
But Embiid tonight, 23-15-5. Big night for him. Big night for the Sixers who hold off the Heat, who now have to jump into Friday night's play-in round where they will host the winner, and I put winner in quotes, of the Hawks-Bulls game.
Hey.
I'm saying winner in quotes.
It's still a winner of a game.
They're a winning team, but are they a winner? That's why I have to say winner in quotes. They're a winning team, but are they a winner?
You're all winners.
You know.
There's a random Seinfeldian reference.
When Billy Bean says, you don't look like winners, but you are winners. So play like one tonight. So, winners is in quotes.
Well,
they will play the winners tonight. Because I can't believe either of these teams are going, they're winners. No, they're,
what do you know about winners?
Come on, they're not. Dude. Oh, I want to welcome you to the playoffs too, Frostberg. Welcome to the Lakers. On behalf of the Knicks, I want to welcome all the teams who had to play in the play-in and sweat it through. I want to welcome you all to the playoffs on behalf of the Knicks. Thank you very
much. Mike Malone?
Thank you.
Better sleep with one eye open.
It's Michael. You got to call him Michael.
It's Mike.
Why do you want to put more stuff on his bulletin board? Why do you want to put, that guy, that crazy-ass producer on Fox Sports Radio keeps calling me Mike? Because he'll pick it out. He'll use it as motivation.
Good.
I'll say it to his face.
As long as he tweets it out and tags everybody properly in socials, it'll get retweeted and reposted and we'll get viral and we'll take over the world.
So look, the Sixers winning this game, they have been very hot down the stretch. They get Embiid back. They are a more dangerous team with Embiid. However, they're on my never again list for a reason. And as I have proven, I should never go against my never again list. Not that I would, because the Knicks are a better basketball team than the Sixers are. Again, last time we played them with Embiid, we beat them by 30. I mean, really, Embiid, as we talked to Rick Bucher last week, I've never seen a guy tired shooting free throws like Joel Embiid is.
He's had a week to get himself ready.
Are you going to get the full Embiid in this series? The Knicks should win this series, and they should win it easily. This should be a Knicks coasting into the second round of the playoffs, not one of those, oh, hey, we lose the first game, we are here, we have there. They should coast into the second round of the playoffs because the Knicks have been a machine. They have days off now because, you know, you do things like playing Dante DiVincenzo 52 minutes in the final game of the regular season. Okay, guys need a few days off, but the Knicks should roll through the Sixers and roll into the second round of the playoffs, 100%.
Well, the game one for Saturday, April 20th, 6 p.m. Eastern time, tip-off. Knicks are only 2.5-point favorites at home.
Man, it's hey, game's on 420, man. It's pretty cool. Basketball on 420. It's exciting, man. It's really exciting.
Because have you picked your dispensary of choice to get your Knicks bud?
Hey, man, you don't think there's Knicks bud? You think somebody's selling Knicks bud out there?
Are you kidding me? There's a Clyde Frazier strain. Dave DeBuscher strain. They got them all.
I'll wrap it up in blue and orange for you, man. It'll be really cool.
The mellowest of them all is the Phil Jackson.
When you open it, you get the guy that was the announcer all those years, and he goes, yes, it's really cool. It's like one of those greeting cards, man, when you open up and it's a song like Emma Stone had in Easy A, which she had the pocket full of sunshine. Just kept opening up, man. You open up, you hear that guy going, yes, yes, yes.
It's really frightening that you brought up Easy A. It has become an obsession for my daughter.
I got a pocket
about 18 months.
I got a stupid song. I got a pocket.
You pay extra for the orange Julius?
Hey, man. Oh, that's another strand. Hey, man, we're going to win without Julius. Look, the entire run for the Knicks, I'll tell you this right now. Now that I know we're getting the Sixers, and again, congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers for making the playoffs. The entire run for the Knicks is going to be wow. Here's tomorrow's headlines tonight. We always say the headlines ahead of time. Here's your headline. Wow. The Knicks are so good, and they don't even have Julius Randle. That's going to be what people are going to say about the Knicks this entire playoff run into the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. Look how good they are, and they don't even have Julius Randle. That's what's going to be said. Yeah, it's time to thump my chest because we're good, we're ready, we're rolling, we're loaded, we're ready to go. I said we're ready like three times, but we're ready. That's going to be what people say. Boy, the Knicks are so... Boy, imagine if they had Red all next year. They'll be one of the title favorites. If they get Julius Randle back, they get to the... That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you how it's going to go. Again, welcome to the playoffs, Philadelphia 76ers. Don't expect to stick around long.
All right, so I found this article. You find the article yet there, Frostberg?
Oh, yeah, you can do it.
All right. Series price, Philadelphia minus 130. Over-under, total games, 5.5. You are the underdog. How do you feel about that, Mr. Helper?
We're not the underdog. We're not the underdog.
The betting line is the betting the line. You're the underdog.
I don't care what the betting line is. I called Jonte Porter. He told me that's not the betting line.
He obviously wasn't very good at his betting job.
I don't care.
Because you have to be the dumbest guy in the world where you have no stats and no status in this game. I'm going to bet $80,000 to watch this. I'm going to say my tummy hurts and I'm going to check out early. Yeah. That doesn't get paid off.
Good luck. You think the 76ers are going to be. That's great. That's great. They think, okay. Oh, they won all these games at the end. And the Knicks bias continues. The bias against the Knicks continues throughout the country.
The anti-New York bias.
Nobody wants to
words
hear,
never
nobody
spoken
ever.
In the history of humanity.
No. Nobody wants to give the Knicks / Jalen Brunson credit for anything this year.
I wonder why.
Anytime, and he's great. Stop. You would trade everybody on your team for Jalen Brunson. everywhere you go, it's, oh, I don't think the Knicks are that good. The Knicks roster is flawed. Well, they finished second. Yeah, but they're not that good. How good is Jalen Brunson? Oh, he's not that good. He's a smaller player. Yeah, he scores 40 a game, but he's not that good. Not good enough for Team USA, even though he did struggle in FIBA last year. No, Jalen Brunson, not even close to being an MVP favorite. He's like the 7th or 8th or 10th guy. No, there is a huge anti-Knicks bias across the country from the media, from gamblers, from everybody, just because of loudmouth fans like me. The people like, I can't stand the Knicks. I can't stand when I turn on the radio and I got to hear, go New York, go New York, go, go New York, go New York, go. So no, I'm not going to give the Knicks credit. This is a nationwide.
Yeah, no, clip that off.
Oh, yeah.
This is a nationwide fraud being perpetrated on the Knicks, and the fraud is recognize greatness. Recognize
how good they are. Here's the thing, though.
Because they're all from Villanova, and I don't like DiVincenzo, and I don't like Tibbs, because he wears the same pullover, and he coaches with his hands folded every single time. He plays his guys in all these minutes, and all people talk about is how good Jalen Brunson is, and I don't like Jalen Brunson just because I don't like him because he's a Knick. I just don't like him. That's what people are like around the country, and you're seeing it in the treatment of the Knicks. The Knicks, there's a fraud being perpetrated against the Knicks because of their obvious greatness. I can file that in a court of law.
File all you want. You can sue anybody for anything, anytime, anywhere, and you could still get laughed out of court just as easily. Knicks finished 14 games behind the Boston Celtics, clumped together with the next, six teams behind them, separated by a total of 3 games. Mm. So you want to do the greatness and thump your chest? You know, you could do that in one direction. You can go and mock Doc Rivers. You can go mock Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks for their failures down the stretch, allowing you to chase them down. But proclaiming greatness and wizardry in the Eastern Conference, that I could go get the audio tape. Probably some video, too, from last week, where all you did was mock the East and how bad it is, which is what you started doing tonight. Look, they're so bad that the Hawks and the Bulls are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's the Eastern Conference. And then you're going to try at the same time to puff your chest off and get all excited about your Knicks.
It falls off after 7.
No, don't give me that half-ass argument. You're done.
It falls off after 7. You just pointed at me 5 times. You're trying to throw me out of the studio.
You're
like,
done.
Like you're out. Harmon really is pointed like 5 times at the door. Like, okay, I'm not going anywhere. Just like the Knicks, not going anywhere.
You're done.
Not going anywhere.
Underdogs.
Go New York. Go New York. Go.
Remember when
go
you were New talking York, about yesterday? York, you were going to bet the 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds.
Oh, in the Western Conference?
No. You never specified.
I said Western Conference.
No, you didn't.
No, I did say Western
Conference. No, here we go.
I did say Western Conference.
Let's go, Philadelphia. You find Jason Kelsey's ring.
Stop
and
yelling.
You take
Why
out
are you yelling?
The
Why
Knicks.
Are you yelling? I did. Okay. I didn't say East. I said
you
Western
You want to do
Conference.
Easy listening radio, Western, you can do that somewhere
easy
else.
Hey, coming up, we got music from the Bladders and some stuff from the... I mean, look, what this is just, hey,
this
man.
This is how we do it, man. Hey, no, it's man. Not 420 yet.
I know. Hey,
we ran that joke,
man. 420.
Jason, the Knicks are so bad, Allen Iverson statue could drop 40 on him.
Mm, the little tiny one. Little tiny baby statue. I'd like to see some kind of movie where all those little baby 76er statues come to life and attack people.
I think we're going to write that AI movie. We're going to write that movie right now.
The Allen Iverson baby statue. Oh, here comes the Julius Erving baby statue. Oh, my goodness. Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. Any game, any time, the Knicks are ready. Coming up next, yes, a huge story out of the NBA. When you get banned for life from gambling, we got to dive into it. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And with the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Then our show follows like it does every year. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They will all have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, right into our show, live on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros.
And while they're doing the draft show, the Knicks will be down 40.
No one will be watching it because it's the draft.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uncle Ricky, will you tell us a bedtime story?
Yeah, here's a bedtime story for you. The Mets are fantastic and are never going to lose again. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show, with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Mary's been banished now.
You know,
just
not,
like you.
Not for nothing.
Yeah. You can't blame me.
No, she. This is a great song she played. She's getting, she knows that we have a conversation about songs.
Until you got the Mets in it.
Yeah, well, come on. Swept the Pirates? Come on, look how good we are. Look at the Mets. Really? And now me.
You're going to hang the banner, we swept the Pirates?
Hey, Pirates, number one, Pirates are good. Secondly, we found out last night I have a pipeline to David Stearns now for advice and for I guess you could call me an unpaid consultant, decision maker.
Well, my daughters, being the wizards that they are,
personnel move,
told this information this morning as we were getting ready to go out the door for school. Both looked at me and said, "So when do you take over the show?"
if it turns something I could monetize. Yeah, sure. But I can still do both, apparently. I could do this show and do the Mets. I'm sorry, Brutus, but you're going to have to wait a little while. Yeah, I could do both, I think.
Look, we're just calling it what it is.
Okay, just want to make sure. We're not going to meet in the Senate anytime soon. We're not going to have some kind of big speech.
What are you going to take spinach and punch him through the ceiling?
No, I was going Shakespeare and Brutus.
Oh, I thought you were going Popeye.
You know, I was going Brutus who stabbed Caesar. You know,
hey, what's
him.
Popeye's favorite food?
Spinach.
You've never seen that viral clip?
No.
Where there's like a pageant contestant, and she gets all excited because she knows it, and she goes, chicken.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it's
wow. Chicken.
Chicken, right.
And she does a dance in the whole nine yards, and everybody looks at her like, oh, boy.
Well, I could see why she said chicken. I could see why she said it, obviously. Maybe she thought they said Popeyes instead of Popeye, but I could see why she said chicken.
Oh, they did say Popeyes. They said, what is Popeye's,
favorite food? Chicken. I could see that, 100%.
No,
you know, not for nothing. Yeah. I used to say that a lot to my wife. Said, I'm done hearing you say not for nothing. But not for nothing, but...
you were probably correcting something
I'm
she
sure
said.
I was. But we're watching... You know, we have the game on in studio. We'll get to the Bulls and the Hawks in a second. But on the Dodgers cable channel, which is Spectrum Sports Set here in L.A., they're running a feature. They're running a show, an hour show, on the opening series of the year in South Korea.
Yeah.
Everything like a behind the scenes, what went into it, all kinds of stuff. That's what it was like. This is what it was like being there. Kind of like a big long MLB Films production of the few days.
Yeah, behind the scenes, and here's the travel.
Yeah.
And all the celebrity and former players.
And I just looked up and I said, woo. They're showing Ipe in the dugout, like, doing stuff. Like they got cameras on him, like he's taking pictures and everything. I'm like, oh, you think they would have edited that out?
I really thought it would have been blurred out or excised.
You know, the show's going to be about 15 seconds less. Why? Well, we show Ipe a few times. And I don't mean, like, they just showed, like, he happened to be in a shot. Like, he's smiling and joking with Otani and, like, taking a picture with a guy. I'm like, oh, you think they would have taken rid of that?
I immediately started thinking back to my high school in Chicago where, you know, they've got the class pictures lining all the hallways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got convicted of something really serious,
yeah,
they blacked you out.
Oh, well, they should.
Like, you don't exist in that class photo anymore. That guy was convicted of murder. Yeah. Done.
Wow. I would think so. I'd like to think.
Well, I mean, he still graduated.
How many?
Hey, I mean, you walk down the hallway when you come for a reunion. Hey, remember that guy?
How many?
Yeah, did you hear about that
pictures,
guy?
How many pictures got blacked out? Like, oh, I know that person. Well, that got blacked out. Oh, I know that person. Blacked out. Like, how many pictures
were
there?
Well, I think there's only one or two across the... You know, 150 years that they've been open.
They just take a big can of spray paint and go, shh, shh, put the X over it.
Bob, leave that one alone. I kind of like it.
like how they show now in the movies when the infected in zombie movies are locked in a place, the big X over the door,
don't open
it. But we're going to get into the big gambling scandal in the NBA today. But this bit of news, Justin, Bleacher Report and a couple of other basketball sources are reporting. And remember, this is
it's not a story.
This is reported by a lot of sources now. Caitlin Clark is nearing a quote lucrative eight-figure deal with Nike and is set to receive her own signature shoe. Now, Shams Charania has it as well. So this means she's going to get a $10 million deal with Nike and get her own signature shoe. Can we stop complaining about her salary now and the salaries of the WNBA players? Because that's all the last 24 hours has been since the draft happened, since Caitlin Clark goes number one. It's like people said, oh, hey, you know, the women don't get paid as much. I didn't know. This is what they get? Yes, it's low. Is it embarrassingly low? Yeah, it is low. It's way lower than you think it would be for a professional player. But it's also the WNBA. It's a 40-game league. It's how it is. It's why a lot of players play overseas. Would the salaries, should they be higher? Sure they should. But you know what? More people have to go to games. More people have to buy the merch. And salaries will go up. So before, but to see everybody lose their minds, I was like, you know, they're not getting paid as well. I can't believe it. And people that just have no idea about sports that are weighing in and saying, well, obviously the women need to be paid as much as the men. No, this is not an equal payment kind of thing. We're being this is the WNBA, which is a league that is not nearly as look, it isn't. It's not nearly as powerful as the NBA, other sports leagues. Is it low? Yeah. But again, this is why Caitlin Clark is here, to shine a light on this. And if more people watch and more people go to games and more people buy stuff, guess what? Everybody's salary gets raised. In this way, she's like Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods got to the PGA Tour, what do we see in the last 20 years? Purses have doubled in nearly every event. So much so, get the LIV Golf Tour. Hey, take a Take $100 million, come play for us. Every single golfer in the world should show up at Tiger Woods' house at some point and go, hey, dude, thank you for the last 20 years, because now, I mean, the living I can make, I can't believe that I can make double what I'm making before, all because Tiger Woods showed up to the PGA Tour and he played and he won. Every single golfer should get on their knees and say, Tiger, thank you so much, because now, look at this, look at what's happened over the last 20 years. This is why Caitlin Clark is here. This is what you expect from the WNBA. More people are going to watch. More people will buy merch. We know they're buying merch. Her jersey sold out in less than like 10 minutes when she was made the number one pick. This is what she's going to do. Every single person, if you want to see women's sports succeed, I'll tell you that, get behind Caitlin Clark. She is the show. Lots of other players are great. Doesn't mean, I'm not saying other players aren't. Angel Reese is a great player. We've seen other players come in. Camila Cardoso is a great player. Other great players in the WNBA as well. Caitlin Clark is the show. She is Shaq. She is Tiger Woods. She is the one that, hey, people are going to come to see me, and I am going to lift the rising tide lifts all boats. She's the rising tide. She will lift all the boats, and you're going to see more money for people in WNBA, more relevance, more television coverage, more merch, more everything because of her. Anybody who's not behind her is just dumb. If you want to see women's sports succeed, you get behind her, because that's what she is. And she's someone that is not shying away from it. She knows, I have a big responsibility on my shoulders here. Yes, she gets the big signature shoe deal. She gets anything to do. You know why? Because she's the most popular college basketball player in women's history. She's the leading scorer in women's history. She owned the sport of college basketball. This is what happens when you go to the pros. You get shoe deals. It's how it works for everybody else. Everybody's got to get behind Kate. If you want women's sports to succeed, you want the WNBA, you get behind Caitlin Clark, because that's where to go. Because if you don't like the salaries where they are, get behind her, watch her succeed, and you'll see the salaries go up.
Well, we've been talking about this for a while now, you and I on the show, even going back to the rise of things last year with Caitlin Clark and the phenomenon that began during last year's tournament, is that, you know, people complain, you know, it's like going to a party, right? This was the analogy we used and have all along. I might be late, right? Might not be getting there. You started at 8, whatever. It's kind of open, whatever, and I show up at 9:30. How long are you going to be mad that I showed up at 9:30? All right, I missed that hour and a half, but I'm here now. And that's the WNBA argument a lot of folks are having and being pissed about this. Like, the reality is, you know, a chicken and egg kind of thing. Should there have been more investment at some point? Maybe. But was the market there for it? And we could argue that till we blew in the face. But you're not going to just hand out massive deals before there's proof of concept from a revenue standpoint. And that's what we've been talking about for this, right? The Women's Soccer League talked about the private funding, a couple with Mahomes and others jumping in eventually, but they built a stadium in Kansas City. It's a state-of-the-art facility for women's soccer, and that's the intent, right? Not multi-purpose, not, you know, something that was built as a baseball stadium and you go play at. Like, we saw it built for women's soccer. And now you have the WNBA, this kind of deal, and the endorsements that are flowing through the star power. Paige Beckers is in the next class, right? And you have this thing that hopefully from the collegiate side, you gain momentum. But I'm looking at tickets here. They're playing at the Pyramid when they come out here instead of the Crypt for the Indiana game. Get-in's $300. Now, that's 5,000 seats versus an 18,000-seat arena. But you look around the league, you've got a couple of teams that are sold out, and Indiana tickets are almost impossible to get, right? You might get that oddball single seat if you're looking to get something for face. Otherwise, the secondary market is active. The Fanatics thing, they just have to figure out their distribution because they're a joke at this point. Because those jerseys are not going to ship until August. Season's going to be done before people are going to get their Caitlin Clark jerseys the way this is.
But is that really shocker, or is that kind of the norm, what we've seen with Nike and Fanatics over the last couple of months?
But that's what I mean, though.
They've biffed everything.
Like,
they biffed the baseball uniform.
How did you not anticipate this? They should have been ordered 4 months ago.
Everything is wrong.
It was inevitable, like the Thanos snap, for crying out loud.
Everything is wrong.
But you're not going to get these literally till after the season. Hell, there's a couple of Major League Baseball teams that aren't seeing their jerseys that are actually official jerseys to be worn in games for another month. So, you know, just lunacy as that goes. But, you know, a 10-figure deal, and we're seeing things about patches being sold on jerseys for $3 million. Like, the money's flowing, and the TV opportunities are going to be there. What do they say? 36 games will be televised, mm-hmm. right, for Indiana?
They're going to televise practices.
Before it's all said and done, you're right. But folks being mad about the salary, this is not new. This is not a new discussion. If the money flows and you can show on the books, there's lots of advertisers. And it's like we talked about yesterday. Taylor Swift brought a bunch of random, for NFL purposes, random new businesses and market segmentations to the Super Bowl, right? You had makeup ads. You didn't have makeup ads before. You had the, here's another drug with a bunch of side effects that you need to think about, and here's another beer ad. No, now you've got makeup ads. Now you've got clothing companies, all of that come on board. With the WNBA, the opportunity is there. Everybody's going to start eating from the trough.
This is why she's here. This is why I get it. They're low, but this is why she's here. And like I said, she's like Magic and Larry. Now she's like Tiger Woods. Yeah. She's got a lot on her plate.
Can I put a request in for Nike, though?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Can they make shoes that are a little wider?
They do make wide. I get some Nikes.
Can you
now.
Get some now?
Yeah, I get some Nike.
Yeah, because I had to get basically Krusty the Clown like size shoes to get a pair of customs years ago.
Dude, your orthotics work in Nikes?
Where are orthotics?
What do you mean? You can hear you coming from down the hall, dude.
Orthotics. Just stop. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Oh, yeah, but in all this time, she's getting $10 million at least, new shoe, but no one's going to pay attention to Caitlin Clark. No. Now she's joining the NBA.
She should have stayed at
attention.
Iowa.
Nobody's paying attention. Right. Hey, we have a big update on a big NBA playoff injury. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut that off! The man's a menace. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
My ears are burning.
We are closing into halftime. And the Chicago Bulls lead the Atlanta Hawks 73-67. It was the best first half or best first quarter that the Bulls had all season, a 40-22 lead.
Bulls.
But the Hawks were able to eat away at the lead, and now not a lot of defense.
No.
Loving Quinn Snyder's red glasses. Always eye-catching when you see him on TV.
Yeah, got to have the style.
But the Bulls and Hawks is now a game. And, yes, it is nationally televised, despite the fact neither team has 40 wins.
All right.
Yes, this is on national
Number
TV.
Number one, shutty. Number two, they gave up 45 points in the second quarter. Is that a Bulls record, too?
It might be. It might be. Well, I don't know. I got to think in some quarter they gave up more than that at some point to somebody this year.
Yeah, you might be right. I may be crazy, but yeah, just not a lot of defense here. The best defense is a good offense is really what we got going on here.
So the last of the first round playing games hits halftime. Again, it's a 6-point lead for the Bulls at halftime, where the prize is to go play the Miami Heat, who lost to the Sixers earlier tonight. Meanwhile, we got big injury news today about Zion Williamson. He is going to be definitively out against the Sacramento Kings in the win-or-go-home game on Friday night, and he will be re-examined in a couple of weeks. So if somehow the Pelicans win and make it, maybe he could come back at the end, if depending how long the first-round series the Pelicans have are. Now, likely they're going home tomorrow night. You're talking about teams without their best player, without the guy who was the difference-maker on the court last night, and you know, look, we had a lot of conversation about him last night on the show and about how last night stands for his entire NBA career. Look how dominant he is, but then he gets hurt when you need him. And he has been hurt every single year. Mm-hmm. He's missed 5 play-in games over the course of his NBA career and missed the biggest 3.5 minutes last night when the Pelicans needed him the most. If you're looking at Zion Williamson, this is the best reality I can tell you about him. He could have been Shaq, right? He could have been Shaq. He could have been the next guy. He had that it factor where he could have had the NBA on his shoulders for a decade and a half. But now he's someone that, okay, enjoy him while you can. Because clearly, and this is not anything, it just happens and it's awful luck, but he just doesn't have the body to withstand the poundings of an NBA season. He just doesn't. When you get hurt every single year, and you get hurt going back to college, when you're playing AAU schedules and you're playing a 30-game college, he has gotten hurt every single year. I'm just hoping the guy's still in the league in 5 years,
right,
that he's 28 years old, and we're talking about Zion Williamson doing something. But you look at what he's been since he's 17, 18 years old. His body just can't withstand the pounding of what it means to be an NBA player because of the rigors of the schedule. It was hard enough in college. Guys just don't get healthy when they get to the NBA. He's not quite Greg Oden, but you know at some point he's going to get hurt, and when he gets hurt, he's out a long time. There's no quick recovery from him. Honestly, if you said in 5 years he in the league, I don't know what side I would take. If he's 28 years old, 5 years from now, you're talking about 2029, 2030. Is he still in the NBA? I don't know. That's the best answer I could give you. I don't know.
But if he is at this rate, he's a guy coming off the bench and playing 15 minutes a night and missing games and load management and whatever else for some squad. At least that seems to be the trajectory of things. We talked about it a lot last night as it transpired and we started getting info, so folks can check the massive breakdown of that game and everything that went on last night, wherever you get podcasts. But yeah, it's just the difficulty. I like the Shaq analogy, right? He could have been a pocket Shaq because he's, gives up about 6-7 inches, right? But, you know, the big body, big frame up top, and it's a lot of wear and tear on the legs, right? Especially the way you play above the rim. And last night was fun as hell to watch him. And when he left the court, we both just cursed out loud too, because we got 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Lakers, Pelicans coming down to the wire. You got this guy playing out of his mind. And, you know, we all got cheated. And it was everything you'd hoped for the last 5 years. All right, mm-hmm. Finally, 70 games, 31 minutes a night. Here we go, playoffs, big, big bright lights, and showing up with that 40-point performance. And now 2 weeks minimum before he's reevaluated. And just a sad state. You know, add him to the laundry list of big men and guys that have problems staying healthy.
I don't know if you said, are we going to any point get from Zion Williamson a full season and a full playoff run, meaning full season where he plays 70 games and a couple rounds in the playoffs. Yeah. I would say there's no way. That's not going to happen. It simply isn't going to happen.
And that's sad, you know, for a guy. What is he, 24?
23, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, 23, 24 years old. I mean, yeah. That we're already at that point. And it's tough because we've had a lot of guys that have started their careers with big injury issues and have somehow been able to push those away. For Zion, doesn't look like fate's going to allow that.
Exit How About a Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We have more NBA on the way. The biggest gambling scandal the league has seen in quite a while broke today. We'll break it down next. Fox.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.